Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Spiritual Journey podcast. This is episode 126. And I just always would love to start the podcast by saying thank you. I really do feel blessed with this podcast. Thank you for everyone that supports us, listens to us. Really do feel very, very blessed. Energetically, there's a lot going on, so truly hope you guys are embracing the journey. We are kind of coming into a crazy season of, spring equinox, eclipses, and energetically there is some major shifts coming. Mercury retrograde is going to happen soon. We're entering into shadow selves, so there is a lot happening, which isn't good or bad. It just feels like a lot of change. So, truly do hope you're all embracing it. So this episode in particular is a recording from a Zoom healing session we had on Thursday the 14th. It's something me and Stacey do on a monthly basis. We hold a free Zoom healing session once a month. We open the Akashic Records. We share a group message. We do an activation. And so what I'm going to share here is the meditation and the Akashic group message that came through on Thursday. The Zoom session itself is 90 minutes, so there is some conversation we have with everyone that's joined. We kind of share more about what we do, but we also talk about the current energy and for privacy reasons and et cetera. I want to keep that piece confidential, but it feels like the meditation, the activation that we did and the message that came through the Akashic Records as a group message for the collective feels like it's important to share. So if you want to join the next one, we've already scheduled it. It's on April the 18th. It's going to be at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. UK. It is free. Joining on Zoom, being on screen is optional. But it is a different vibration. You get to experience what me and Stacey do in a different perspective. So I would encourage you to join. Like I said, it's free. And the link I will include in the show notes. Please do join. And just as a reminder, we have a March promo. Me and Stacey, if you want to experience again what we do, we're offering a 30-minute reading or a coaching session. Not an Akashic reading because that takes longer. For $33. It's just something we love what we do, and we wanted to give people an opportunity just to connect with us and give us an opportunity to heal and share. We thought, let's put it at a price point that makes it affordable. So you can do a reading with me and Stacey, or Stacey. All three links to book will be in the show notes. Reach out. And this episode in particular, like I said, it was from Thursday. It was a really powerful session. There was a lot of energetically, there was just a lot of powerful energies on the Zoom call. And it is always a collective share. So it's always the message from the group. The Akashic Records are a record of everything your soul's been through. And what we do when you do a group session is we invite everybody's guides, everyone's soul's family, all kind of ascended beings, all archangels, all high-level beings, any ancestors and past lives that are here to support us. We invite everybody. And it's an energetic space. Both me and Stacey channeled messages through the records. Whatever comes through, comes through. Again, I would encourage you to, when you listen to the message, just be open to receiving your own message. We all often hear that it feels like we're talking directly to you. So be open to receive energetically the right message for you. You can, before you start, you can also ask a question and be open to receiving the message either through mine or Stacey's words or from your guides as you're listening through. And we do open the records, so you'll hear the prayer and you'll hear the closing part of it. And just be open to receive whatever you're meant to receive. And whenever you're listening to this, it's the perfect time. Bear in mind, time is a human concept. So whenever you're meant to hear this is when you'll hear it. So be open to just receiving your own messages and vibrationally hearing exactly what you need to hear. Remember, when you receive a reading through the records, you hear what you need to hear, not necessarily what you want to hear. Our guides are always talking to us and they're always communicating to us, but sometimes we're not listening because our ego gets in the way. And sometimes we need to hear a message from our guides from a different perspective, from a voice externally, still coming from our guides. And a group healing really is that. It's a group reading. It's basically energetically, it's everybody's guides. And I love doing them because honestly, I feel so much love coming from all of your guides. They love you unconditionally. The activation I did before we opened the records was channeled. Whatever came through, came through. It is a guided meditation. So I'd recommend that you not be driving, be at a place where you can listen. You can be walking in nature, but also you could be, you know, somewhere still, closing your eyes and truly experiencing what you're meant to experience. I always love receiving feedback. So anything that you get from the meditation, the activation, or through the Akashic message, please DM me. Let me know how it impacted you. Like I said, my activations, I channeled them, so I never quite know what's going to come through. But my intention was to take you on a journey and healing journey. So yeah, take a listen. Once the message is finished, the podcast will end. I won't come back. And yeah, as I said, let me know what you feel, how connected you felt. If you're interested in an individual reading, then you can book that from my website. You can book a reading with me or me and Stacey. And I always recommend booking a Akasha reading with me and Stacey because you get a reading from a divine feminine, divine masculine. It's kind of a unique experience. I've not seen anyone else do it. I love doing them because I get to connect to your soul. I get to connect to your guides. And it's a safe space. It's a safe environment because it really is led by your guides who love you unconditionally. So if you've been thinking about getting a reading, reach out. Like I said, some people kind of feel a bit nervous around it in terms of, you know, what if something comes through, etc. It's a safe, protected space. Like I said earlier, you know, it's your guides love you unconditionally, but sometimes we need to hear a message which it's always full of love, but maybe direct. But like I said, it's always a loving space. So if you feel a calling in your heart and soul that you're ready for a reading, then reach out. It really is a soul contract. Anyone that books a reading with us, I really do feel is a soul contract and we're meant to guide you. So I'm sending you so much love and light in this period of expansion where our souls are really being pushed to shine the light in the way it's meant to be. It is felt like a roller coaster for a while. And energetically, 2023 and the beginning of this year felt like a lot of karmic closure, a lot of things coming to an end, a lot of things starting. And really the energy continues, but it really does feel like an energy of expansion, pushing you to really consider why you're here on this planet and how you're going to serve. So wishing you lots and lots of love and light. And I really hope you listen to this message at a heart and soul level and receive exactly what you need. Sending so much love and light, and bye for now. You can just take a deep breath in and a breath out. Take another really deep breath in and a breath out. And just imagine a beautiful white cloud, so vibrant, so full of love, so full of love and so full of peace. Such a vibrant white color. Just imagine and visualize that light coming into you through your crown. Which is the top of your head. Going all the way from your crown into your third eye, into your throat, into your heart, into your solar plexus, sacral, and into your base. From there, going into your legs, into your feet, into your toes. Feel that light totally consuming every part of your body from head to toe, including your arms, your hands, your fingers. Feel that light extending outside of your body and cleansing your aura. Feel every part of you being completely filled with this beautiful light, which is so full of love. I mean, just feel your connection to your soul. Feel your connection to your heart. And from here, just imagine and visualize that light going from your legs, your feet into the ground, through the layers of this planet, all the way into the center. When you're here, connect with Gaia, connect with Mother Earth. Feel her holding you in her arms and loving you unconditionally. Staying connected to Gaia, to Mother Earth, come back through the layers of the earth, back through your feet, your legs, your stomach, your heart, your throat, your third eye, like your crown. As the light leaves your crown, just imagine it filling every part of this universe, every part of this planet, so much love and so much light. Just feel a wave of peace also washing over the whole planet, the whole universe. Feel that light continue to go up into the sky. When you're here, connect with God, connect with Source. Feel God or Source, whoever or whatever he looks like. Feel him hold you in his arms and loving you unconditionally. He created you with his hands, he created you with his vision, which means you're perfect in every way. Feel love from God, from Source, feel love from Mother Earth, come back into your body. And from here, just imagine and visualize your body just floating. Floating into a cocoon. Your cocoon feels like a really comfortable and warm blanket. Just feel your cocoon just drifting up into the sky, dissolving the city you're in, the country, the continent, the planet. Just feel and imagine yourself just drifting amongst the stars. Nobody needs anything, nobody wants anything. This is your time. As you're drifting amongst the stars, you feel so relaxed. And in the distance, you see a beautiful star planet. You immediately recognize this as your star planet. Your cocoon drifts over to your star planet and lands. And it opens up into the most magical space. You look around, you can see lakes, waterfalls, magical trees, flowers, plants. So much greenery, so many animals running around. You look in the sky, you can see dragons, angels, fairies. It's beautiful, magical. And you feel so relaxed because this is your star planet. You've been here before. You step out of your cocoon and you step on the most comfortable grass. Again, you look around, the sun is shining. There's a really nice breeze and the temperature is just right. You decide to go for a walk. You just taking the energy of the space, you go for a swim, you come out of the water and you feel so cleansed, you feel so powerful, you feel so energized. And then in the distance, you see a magical being walking towards you. You immediately recognize this as your higher self. Your higher self knows everything about you, has full access to your records, and will be with us when we enter your Akashic records. You go and greet your higher self. You give each other a really big hug. You feel so much love coming from your higher self. Your higher self takes you by the hand, and you both walk over to a magical tree. Feels like the tree of life next to a tranquil lake. You both sit under this tree. I'm just going to go quiet just for a couple of seconds, and what I want you to do is connect energetically with your higher self. Knowing that your higher self will be with us when you enter your records, and you can connect with your higher self whenever you want. So, just for a couple of seconds, connect with your higher self. Just finish connecting energetically with your higher self. You both stand up. Your higher self asks you if you want to go on a journey. You, of course, agree. So your higher self takes you by the hand and you continue to walk along on your divine star planet, along a beautiful path. And as you're walking along the path, you come up to a big open space. Within the open space is a beautiful white light. And your higher self asks you to step into that white light. When you step into the light, your higher self asks you if you're ready to receive your upgrade. You say yes. And when you step into that light, you feel so much energy coursing through your body as every part of you is being upgraded, getting ready for what's coming next. Easier access to your guides, stronger connection to your gifts. Allow yourself to be upgraded. Ask your healing team to step in to also do some healing at the same time. Feel the energy and the power of who you are. Know that nothing is ever going to feel the same. This is the time to accept this new version of you. Everything about you. You step out of that white light. You feel so energized. You feel so powerful. You feel so much love inside you. You go skipping along with your higher self as you continue on the path. And we come to a magical cave. You've been to this cave before. Cave is really well lit. And as you're walking through the cave, on the side that you're walking on, you start to see images, or maybe you feel them. Maybe it's images of this life. Maybe it's a past life. And as you're seeing these images, they're all for a reason. Maybe it's to accept a gift from that period. Maybe it's to release something you're holding on to. Maybe it's just to give you an image of something you've experienced. So you can use that experience in this life, this moment. So as you walk through the cave, just be open to feeling the magic of what you're feeling. Feel yourself releasing and releasing so much. You feel so much more connected to your gifts, so much more insight into who you are as you walk through the cave. As you get to the end of the cave, there's a massive opening again. And in the middle of this opening, there's a group of people, a group of souls, a group of beings, all waiting for you. As you walk up to the group, you can feel your guides, your soul family. But there's so many other ascended beings here, the Council of Light. So many ascended beings, all the archangels, Archangel Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael, Sandalphon, Metatron, so many ascended beings, Isis, Mother Mary, Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, Ganesh. Wow, these are all here for you. This is a celebration of you. You've just been upgraded. You've been through so much of the soul. You've got so much to do on this planet. And this group is here to celebrate you. As you walk up, you can feel the love they have for you. You can feel how proud they are of you. You walk up to the group and you walk right into the center and you receive the biggest group hug. You receive love from the universe like you've never received it before. You feel the emotion. You feel the love. From this moment on, you will never feel alone. You'll always feel the love of the universe if you're open to it. I'm just going to stop for a couple of seconds, and I really want you to feel the love that's around you at this time. Be open to feeling it. Enjoy. Just finish connecting with the group. You now leave the area, you're saying goodbye. Now, as you walk through the cave, this time you see your future life. You see yourself maybe on stage, maybe releasing a book, maybe surrounded by so much love, maybe starting a business, maybe creating a healing business. But you know you're living your purpose as you see the images on your side of the cave. You see yourself using your gifts, shining your beautiful light as you continue to walk through. And you get to the end of the cave. Your higher self says goodbyes, knowing that you're going to be with your higher self as we enter the records. You give your higher self a really big hug. You now step back into your cocoon. Your cocoon drifts off your star planet, drifting amongst the stars, heading back into the planet you're in, back into the continent, back into the country, back into the city, back into your home, and back into your body. As you enter back into your body, I want you to remember this journey in all four bodies, in all cellular memory, in all parts of you. I want you to integrate any gifts, any lessons with ease and grace, any healing, ask your healing team to step in to heal you with ease and grace. I want you to feel the love inside you, the love around you, knowing that you're loved and you're needed. You're loved, you're needed. And from this space, we're ready to open your records.
We gather together in light. We gather together in love. We gather together in knowing the messages from above. Through the Akashic Records, we understand our greatness. Through the Akashic Records, we understand our wisdom. Through the Akashic Records, we understand what's there. This prayer will help deliver us there. We wish to know everyone on this call in the light of the Akashic Records. Help us to see everyone on this call through the light of the Akashic Records. We wish to know everyone on this call in the light of the Akashic Records. Bring us to feel everyone on this call through the light of the Akashic Records. We wish to know everyone on this call in the light of the Akashic Records. Help us to see everyone on this call through the light of the Akashic Records. Bring us to feel everyone on this call through the light of the Akashic Records. And now the Akashic Records are open. We invite all your guides, your soul family, any ascended masters, any archangels, any higher level being, any ancestor or past life that are here to assist and support with this process. We ask you to form a circle around us. We honor you with love and compassion. We honor you with love and compassion. We honor you with love and compassion.
We thank you for being here. We again want to acknowledge this, a continuation of the message. We want to acknowledge everything you've been through, not just in this lifetime, but for many lifetimes. Your soul has worked so hard to be here. Know that you chose to be on this planet. For some of you, you didn't want to be as a soul. You were enjoying yourself in the soul kingdom. So for some of you, your resistance in this lifetime, not feeling like you belong, was feeling like something's missing, is because of the soul. Maybe you didn't want to be here, but you knew you needed to be here. You're wanted. Feel the planet and what's going through the planet, and know that your energy, your vibration is needed. The planet is going through an upgrade. It's going through so much change, so much turmoil. And it's all part of the upgrade. So it's time for you to accept that you belong on this planet. It's time to stop resisting. It's time to accept. It's your time. For so many of you, you've been searching where to belong. You've been searching which community. You've been trying to belong. But we're here to remind you that you're not meant to belong. You're here to do something that's not been done before, which means you're here to break a mold. If you found a space where you truly belonged, you wouldn't complete what you're here to do. Of course, that doesn't mean that you don't look for a community where you feel like you can share. But don't look for a space to belong, because you're not meant to belong. The universe has a role to play to make you feel uncomfortable, to continue pushing to change. Do not get comfortable in this space. There is so much change coming. And I'm sure for some of you, you just want to relax. Just take it easy for a bit because so much change has happened. But change is the only constant. But the energy is changing. The vibration we've just come through has all been about your soul journey, closing out karmic cycles. For so many of you, that has meant friendships, relationships, connections coming to an end. And maybe a feeling of loneliness. Knowing this is exactly what was meant to be, your energy needed to be protected, your vibration needed to be protected as you went through an upgrade. So your circle had to get smaller. But you're moving into a period where you need to start shining your light. You have to put yourself at the center. You have to do the things that make you feel uncomfortable, that take you out of your comfort zone, but you know they're going to expand you. You need to start to use your gifts and build the muscle of using your gifts. Understand your soul knows how to use your gifts, but your human needs to learn. And the way you learn is by practice. You're building a muscle. You all have an empathic ability. You have an ability to connect vibrationally with other souls. So start there. Practice using your empathic ability. What do you feel when you connect to someone else's soul? Are you open to receiving messages from your guides? You're receiving more messages now than you ever have before. And the messages could come in so many different forms. Yes, they may come in words that you hear in your head. They may come through conversations you have with others. They may come in your dreams. May come in through something you hear, just feel. The way you receive messages is unique to you, and it may be through feeling, through hearing, through seeing. Know that however you receive messages is perfect. Trust your intuition, because that's a lot of the time where the messages will come through, and that's how you start. We know that this has been a challenging period. We know that this has been a challenging time. But allow yourself to feel the love from us. You're a soul having human experience, so we can't stop you having the human experience. But we can help you. We can hold your space as you go through it. We can send you souls to guide you through this period. But we can't stop you having the experience. We can't stop you changing. You are all, in many ways, going through a massive upgrade. And maybe you're at different stages. But the upgrade involves letting go of the old version of you. So at this time, in this very moment, we ask you to let go of the old version of you. We ask you to let go of him or her and just truly embrace this new version. And remember, as you embrace the new version, you're just being born. So it means that embrace new things, because you may appreciate different things than the old version. And don't hold on to things that no longer serve you, especially people. Be conscious of what you eat, what you watch, what you hear, and the environment you spend your time. Try spending time in a new environment. Change your orbit when you can. We know and acknowledge for it's not possible for everyone to move and change, but maybe you can spend a bit of time in a different location. Find some nature near you. Connect vibrationally. As you change your orbit, your energy will change, and be open to feeling that magic. This is a period where you are at the center. You have to put yourself at the center. You have to connect to your gifts. You have to truly embrace this journey. You cannot be in the background anymore. Your soul chose to be here on this planet. You have work to do. Of course, serve you first, put you at the center. But then ask, how am I here to serve? What am I here to do? What is my purpose? Maybe it's not what you've been doing. But start with serving you and serving others. Start with connecting with your gifts and truly feeling the energy and the vibration around you. Connect with your guides and truly feel that vibration. Be open to feeling magic at a whole different level. We are entering into a new phase, and the more that you hold on to the old version of you, the more the universe is going to push you to change. We remind you that as the universe has a role to play to change, and most of the time the messages start with a gentle nudge. But when you don't listen, the messages become louder. So listen to the nudges and allow that healing to happen. For so many of you, you're holding on to inner child memories. It's time to release those memories, embrace this new version of you. Yes, you chose to go through a lot in this lifetime because you're healing so much. But you can handle anything the universe gives you. Know that you're in training, so you'll use everything you've been through to guide others. We remind you, you're not here to force people to change. You're here to set an example so others can feel your power and can either follow their example or not. But it means that as you raise your vibration, those that choose not to do the healing may not be able to stick around your vibration. That's okay. And as we finish this message, know that whatever the question, the answer is always love. Know that so many of you are going through so much. So be careful how you handle others. Be gentle. Know that they're going through something too. At this stage, we hand over to Stacey.
It is amazing and inspiring to see so many of you ready and willing to connect. We honor you. We honor your courage in doing something out of the norm. In order for you to move into this next season, you must recognize your power. You have the power to change your circumstances. In order to be something you've never been, you've got to do something you've never done. For some of you, the fear that comes with this is paralyzing. The idea of doing something outside of your comfort zone scares you. It's normal to be scared. We feel your fear. We feel your hesitation. You want to know all the answers, many, many steps ahead, when really all we're asking you to do is take one step at a time. Sometimes one moment at a time. In this group, there is so much pain that you have overcome. So many challenging circumstances that you thought you would never get through. And yet, here you are. Here you are. Still shining your light. Still showing up. We want you to feel the fear, but do it anyway. This is all part of the contract that you signed to live out this life and all of its experiences. Each one of you agreed to this before you took on your human body again. Each one of you was assigned a specific task to complete in this life. For some of you, it's education. For some of you, it's having children. For some of you, it's finding a partner. For some of you, it's serving others. Each one of you already holds the tools and skills that you need to accomplish this life's mission. We will bring people into your life to help guide you along the way. When you stop and think about it, when has there been a time where your needs weren't met? Things might have looked different than what you expected them to be. But they're exactly as they're meant to be. If you're holding on to the past, it's time to release it. The past has already happened. There's nothing that you can do to change it. So take the lessons and move forward in this present moment. Some of you are afraid of the future, afraid of what comes next, questioning whether or not you're strong enough. My dear friends, you are all strong enough. You all have the power within you. Recognize this power. Stand in the potential of who you are meant to be. When you get lost on your journey, when you are feeling self-pity or doubt, it's important that you show up and serve. Find those who are struggling more than you are and reach out to them. We are in awe of this collective group and the power that exists among the souls who are present here today. Each one of you has worked hard to become who you are now. Stop questioning the plan. It's already been laid out. What would you do if fear was not an option? Pursue those things that make your heart sing. Pursue those relationships that lift you higher. There are so many past lives that have been experienced in this group. You've fought in battles. You've lost loved ones. You've experienced heartache. You've experienced passion. You've experienced a multitude of past life experiences, things that are integrated into your soul's DNA, things that don't make sense in this life, but are all part of the journey. Maybe you're not meant to fit in. Maybe you're meant to be your own unique individual self. Maybe you're meant to shine your light unlike anybody else. We believe in you. We believe in the power that exists within you. Those of you who feel like you're alone, we will make every effort to make our presence known, to allow you to feel guided, seen, and heard by the universe, by your angels, by your guides. We will do all we can to make the signs obvious for you, to speak in a language that you can understand. Make the commitment today, if you haven't done so already, to be true to yourself. If only you could see the powerful soul that you are in the way that we see you, you would never doubt again. You are loved. You are chosen. You are powerful. You are brave. Continue on the path. knowing that it's being guided. Call upon us whenever you need. We will never be far away. We will do all we can to help you and support you in this next season. This message is complete. We give gratitude to everyone on this call for entering the records. We give gratitude to the pinnacle for lighting the way. We give gratitude to the space for the comfort and love. We give gratitude to everyone on the call's highest self for leading us here. The records are now closed. Amen. The records are now closed. Amen. The records are now closed. Amen.
As you come back, just be patient with yourself. If you have drinking water with you, please drink it. Just take a moment to come back.